بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today the Berlin city is cloudy again. The skies are gray and it's going to stay like this for the next 1 week, which is good because it was really warm yesterday. And you know, sometimes I'm happy that Ramadan goes in this nice cloudy weather. The temperatures are also not that high. They're like 16, I guess, at the moment, which is quite pleasant today. But I hope and I pray to Allah that in places where Ramadan is right now, where the temperatures are high, and not only temperatures, but even if the economic situation is not as difficult, I hope and pray to Allah that He encourages us to give more in charity and to reach out to people who need our help. And if we cannot do that, at least we can remember them in our prayers. And I also pray to Allah, especially for India at the moment, for the difficult times they are going through, perhaps the most difficult time since the pandemic has started. I pray to Allah that He bestows His mercy upon them, upon the people, for patience, for finding a way out of this. And I also pray to Allah that I am able to fulfill the message that I'd like to impart with this podcast today, because this message is very close to my heart. And it is, you know, this is again, you know, one of those surahs which is again short, but it deals with three different topics, and each one of them I can, you know, make a podcast out of each and every one of them. And and I guess today's talk I'd really like to try to contain and try not to go in different tangents, but let's see. So the surah at hand is 102. It is called 107. It's called Surah Al-Ma'un, which translates to the small kindnesses. And actually, Imam Al-Maududi, the tafsir that I usually refer to, also uses the same translation, which is not usually the case in the surah. But it doesn't have any impact, the name. I think it's more in the substance that or the message that surah carries. As much as I'd like to get into the small kindnesses, what it means, what ma'un means, and I might touch that depending on how much time we have at the end. There's another topic that I'd like to talk about, and it is a topic that has helped me a lot to reflect on what goes on in my life, the choices I make, especially the way I act in certain situations, the way I respond, the way I learn how to forgive people, the way how I deal with people also, and how to nurture empathy with people. And this is also the first hadith of the Prophet Muhammad in the most authentic book of a hadith, Sahih Bukhari. This is the opening. The topic of this hadith is what I'm going to talk about today. So Surah 107, and it is translated by Imam Al-Maududi as follows. It's ayah number 6 that I'm going to talk about. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, which says, Alladhina hum yura'un. And it means, who do good to be seen. And in, sorry for this alarm in the background. In Dr. Mustafa Khattab translates it as those who only show off. Perhaps you can actually already guess, right? Who do good to be seen. So this people who actually do good just for the sake of to gain fame. Perhaps also, you know, just to wear a headscarf, just because, you know, okay, my culture asks me to wear a headscarf to look pious, to look decent or modest, and you know, you are not doing that because you want to do it, right? So before I start talking about that, I'd like to mention the hadith that I was talking about, which says, "Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat." The actions are judged by intentions. And I think this is such a beautiful saying of the Prophet, and that has helped me sort out so many things in myself that, you know, people say that, you know, be patient, contain your anger, be calm, try to remain calm, or especially if I'm heartbroken, for whatever reason, for whatever relationship I'm in, like, where is this coming from? You know, why am I sad? Like, what is... What is my, what is in my heart that makes me do that, you know, that makes me act in a certain way. So, you know, I really started to think about the actions that I do, like what is the intention behind those actions. Sometimes I even realized that I used to pray just so that my mom sees me pray. I used to fast so that, you know, people wouldn't come and attack me saying that, oh, you're not assault, but, you know, attack with words. Like, you're not a good Muslim because you're not fasting, or, you know, you are ashamed to the family. That's why you're doing this. Or that's why, just to not come under pressure from people, I would do certain acts. And this is what Allah talks about. He talks about this double standards people have, you know, like they are something on the inside and something on the outside. And it's one of the most despicable acts in Islam, this hypocrisy, this creed that Allah talks about. He's very strict on that, actually. That, you know, I think this is such a nice, this is such a strong message, because Islamic law teaches you to be on the outside what you are on the inside. And we should also learn how to train our inside. We are encouraged to learn kindness, to learn and this is this topic we've been talking, these are some of the topics we talked about in the previous episodes, right? To learn kindness, to learn consideration, to how to deal with people, to how to become a person where people are not annoyed by your presence, right? Where, even if I'm not saying that you have to be completely an extroverted person, or you just have to be a social animal, of course not, but at least people are not, they don't feel unpleasant by your presence, especially the neighbors, right? So I think that what Allah talks about here is he really focuses at people at the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were actually only praying just to be seen by people. So they knew, okay, you know, we are Muslims, so to say. We are praying, we are doing good deeds, or we are giving in charity. You know, there are so many people who, you know, I don't know many people, young people at least, or perhaps there are, but, you know, I feel that so many people, they start creating this funds in their names so that even if they die, their legacy remains. So, you know, I feel sometimes they start these altruistic causes or these charity organizations just because their name is there, like, you know, this stipend of a certain person that he donated so much wealth as he was dying, or, you know, he felt, realized, okay, you know, I'm going to die, and I want that my name is remembered. You know, I don't like to take names, but I know people who have done that, you know, who like to spend in charity, or who like to do good just to be acknowledged by people. And this is then what Allah says, that, okay, then ask the reward from those for whom you do an act. But you know what is also a subtle message behind this is that it really helps me not to judge people. So let's say if you know, in not everywhere, but in few areas where I used to go for holidays in Pakistan, especially how a person looks like, so on the outside, you can say a lot about that person. Like in that village where I used to go, if a woman, for example, if she chose to wear jeans and a shirt, her character would be completely considered as she's, you know, she's so westernized, she's modern, or she's definitely impious, or a loose character, you know, things like that, that people just start talking about rightly based on what she's wearing. And even men, for example, like, you know, these men, they grow a beard and they're like, oh my God, he's a sheikh. Okay, he's an imam. We have to respect him, or he's a religious person. Let's go and talk to him about our problems, and maybe he has a solution. So even if this person perhaps is not educated at all, and I have lived that myself, the kind of so-called scholars and imam I met in the mosques of these villages, the kind of things they would talk about, that would really shock me. I'm like, are you really living Islam? So, you know, this whole idea of actions are judged by intentions, because intentions is something that you can never find out by looking at a person. So that's why, you know, for me, it really helped me to learn how to respect a person by not what he's doing or she's doing or wearing or what not wearing, but what is on the inside of that person. I have met one of the ugliest people, character-wise, who were, you know, who looked, let's say, so to say, Islamic. And perhaps I've met one of the most enlightened and bright minds. And perhaps they did not really have much clothes on them. I'm not shaming any kind of group here, or I'm not even encouraging people to wear a certain kind of dress or wear a certain kind of have a certain kind of outward appearance. But for me, it's just that an eye-opening fact that it doesn't really matter what you are doing if your intentions are not clean. And I think that if you take, for me, you know, in Islamic society, if you take God out of the equation, if you take Allah out of the equation, people end up doing charity work or doing altruistic stuff just for the sake of a recognition from people. And this is here Allah comes and He says that do good deeds by pure intentions, and it's for My sake. Just do it for the sake of Islam. Don't do it for the sake of getting appreciation and recognition from people. And what I really like to mention here is that the aspect that actually the surah talks about is praying. Praying is one of the most important pillars in Islam. It is a pillar of Islam also. But there are several hadith of the Prophet where he says that praying is something that differentiates between a believer and a non-believer. But I also have to say that there are other places where Prophet Muhammad used to say that if a person's is just a plot I mentioned, it's just the meaning. I'm not narrating the entire hadith, but what it says that if a person is worshipping the whole time, and if he's fasting, but the people around him are not safe, if his ikhlaq, if his character is not good, then his prayers will not bring him too much. And this is, it's Ramadan right now, and this is exactly what very important hadith of the Prophet is, that if a person during the entire day of fasting, if it's from his tongue and his hands, other Muslims, other people actually do not feel safe, then his thirst and his hunger will not bring him anything. He might as well actually discontinue fasting. So, you know, here where Allah is talking about praying, He's also talking about our social responsibility. And how do I come to that? Is because the ayah 4, 5, 6, where it talks about people who are not paying attention to their prayer. The last ayah of the surah, number 7, which is the ayah 7, وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ, the small kindnesses. This is where Allah rounds it up. So He says that, okay, where you have your duties within the religious domain, you also have certain really important duties to fulfill in the social domain. And ma'un is small kindnesses. You know, small kindnesses such as lending someone something, borrowing, I don't know, salt to your neighbor, or a pot or a bucket. So many scholars have actually commented on that, that it actually means these small kindnesses that we live in our lives, right? For example, we can help someone with something small, giving them an advice or helping them with a small household chore or whatever that is. And that talks about this people that, you know, they, so if you look, I'm not going to go through the entire meaning of each and every ayah, but فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ people who are careless of their prayer. And then, you know, at the end he says people who are also withholding small kindnesses from the people. So, you know, he's describing these hypocrites who are only nice upfront, but you know, they might invite an entire press conference just to tell people that I'm going to donate that much money. Perhaps you know it already, that when there was a huge fire in Notre Dame, I don't know, a few years ago, many celebrities pledged that we are going to donate that much money, we are going to give that many million dollars. And actually, just right after that, I Googled it. So many people who actually promised to donate, they did not donate at the end of the day. So I just feel that sometimes, you know, we don't realize that where is our, when we are acting upon something, where is it actually coming from? Am I fasting to calm my parents down? Am I giving in charity just because my society expects me to do it? Am I turning vegan or am I becoming a climate activist because that is the cool thing to do right now? So, you know, we need to think a bit on a higher ground, right? We need to think that if we are becoming a climate activist, we are actually doing that to save the climate. Not because I don't know, if I don't do it, my friends will shame me for, or if I stop, I live in Berlin. You know, Berlin, for people who do not live in Berlin or who have not been here, it's quite a huge topic here. You know, like people are spreading awareness of how animals are mistreated in different abattoirs in different places and in different settings. Chickens, for example, with their eggs, and I think they are doing a wonderful deed to spread awareness of how these animals are treated. But I also feel that okay, it's not subjective, it's rather objective. I also know a few people who are doing that just because they feel that if they do not become vegan or if they do not involve themselves in some kind of activism, they feel to be misjudged by the people. But what Allah is trying to preach here is that purify your intentions here. Do good, let's say if you do not believe in God, right? But then do something just to for the sake of the cause. Don't do it for the sake of people. Right? I mean, we should try to cultivate this habit that we don't care of what people would think when it comes to certain things. We need to know why we are doing something, a certain act, especially when it comes to these acts of charity, of goodness, of kindness, of taking care of the orphans, or whatever that is. Actually, you know, I was going through the tafsir, the explanation of the surah by one of my favorite scholars, Dr. Yasir Qadhi. And he's saying that, you know, that Muslims are highly encouraged. As I said, I'm not going to the entire through the entire message of the surah, but in the surah, Muslims are to some extent like a proper believer is also defined as someone who's actively involved in solving problems in society, solving hunger, solving crime, solving poverty. So much so that even, you know, for example, he said that if you see that if there are that there are some extremist people who also go to an extent saying that, okay, if you're a Muslim, you should first help Muslim. But this is not what Islam is teaching here. This surah was revealed at the time when there were not even that many Muslims in the society. Yet Allah is saying that help the orphans, help the poor, help the poverty-struck people. He's not defining a faith here. So, you know, this is also one of the mindset that is unfortunately by some ignorant people is propagated that, you know, we should first focus on Muslim people. But no, I mean, if a human is in need, we need to rescue them. I would also be so happy that, you know, if you know, he said such a beautiful thing that it would be so nice to know that if there are actually NGOs, excuse me, if there are organizations fighting for women rights, violence against women, domestic violence against men and women, because both are affected, then Muslims should actually feel the responsibility and duty to partake in that, in those activism. So there was a consensus done. I don't know in what year it was. It's slipping my mind at the moment, but in London they did a poll, and they found out that one of the most charitable people were the Muslim community. But what the Imam at that time said that this should not come as a surprise because this is a duty upon every Muslim to give in charity. So the reason why I'm saying this, I'm not trying to boast or I'm not trying to be like, oh, you know what, look at what we Muslims are doing, but to highlight and emphasize on the fact that you're not on this earth only to pray. You're not on this earth only to. There's a verse in the Quran that actually talks about our purpose in life. And this is where I don't want to get into that at the moment, But it's a complete different topic for another episode. But understanding your social responsibility, especially your behavior towards people and your attitude towards making the society livable and just society, it's a huge responsibility on each and every Muslim. We need to establish justice everywhere possible. We think that it's a responsibility of the politicians or people in power, but no, it starts from us. And what do I mean when I say that? I mean, if we are, you know, if we are at work and we are expected to deliver something, or if we are expected to fulfill our tasks, that, and if we don't do it, we are being unjust to our work. We are being unjust to our employers. If we're just sitting there and on our phones the entire time, or using social media and not doing our work done, getting our work done, or watching movies at work, unless, you know, it's a different work atmosphere. But you know, this is a justice we need to learn how to establish around us and within us. Start from your home. I mean, if you have a family, are you just to your wife? Are you just to your husband? Are you just to your children? And these are the things that we can always look upon. We do not always have to think on big levels. It can all start from us. If we think we do not have access where we can go and give charity to a person, there are so many online causes that we can participate in, right? So here, where Allah talks about the intention of a person, it's so important that the really beautiful thing here is that where Allah is talking about reminding us of our social responsibility, he's also at the same time saying that your intentions need to be clear. So if you are just doing that, because you know, some people say that, you know, happiness, one of the most effective ways of attaining happiness and peace is that you spread it also, then you help people in need. But if your intention is selfish, if your intention is mostly hinged upon what people will think, then the happiness that you're looking for, the peace that you're looking for, will not come to you, because it's you're not owning it, right? I'll just mention two more ayat in the Quran, and then I'll just come to an end. It says in Surah Toba, I think it's Surah 9, ayah 54. They come to offer their prayer, but reluctantly, and they expend in the way of Allah with unwilling hearts. And in another place, it says, Surah An-Nisa, I think it's fifth surah, or fourth, I think. I'm not sure. But anyway, Surah An-Nisa, ayah 142, it says that when they rise up for the salat, they go reluctantly to it, merely to be seen of people, and they remember Allah but little. So Allah talks about this mindset here that, you know, it's like, yeah, they do good, but very half-heartedly or basically unwillingly. And then at the end they end up doing that just because, for the sake of people. So you know, it's I think it's yeah, as I said, you know, this mindset about becoming aware of why you're doing something can really help you sort out your character a bit. Like, what are you doing at the end of the day? Are you doing something? You know, it's also like, you know, how we define at the end, how do we define our happiness then, right? Like, if we are giving so much power to people at the end of the day, if our life becomes just to show people what we are doing, it will leave us empty on the inside, because everything will be defined by them. But if we start doing act selflessly, if we learn how to create a healthy balance between two extremes, I think it can really help us to. It can really help us to develop the habits of enjoining good upon others also, and we can become an example, right? People can look up to us, and people can look up to, because, you know, nowadays I know so many people who also do not give much, because they're like, yeah, or if they see someone, because it has become so difficult to even give charity publicly, because even if the person's intention is to give charity is only for the sake of making it normal, or because You know, how often do you get it in the news that people are doing charitable work unless it's a celebrity? There are so many people involved in charitable work and so much good for the society, fighting against discrimination against LGBT community, discrimination against transgenders, discrimination against women, discrimination against refugees. You know, you just name it, but they don't make it to the news because, you know, but you know, one celebrity gives a donation and it really becomes a talk of the town. So I just hope that, you know, we can also normalize giving charity and talking about that with people so that we encourage them not to come across as people who are just trying to show it off. And I think this is something for me that not only made me question my intentions, but also to draw a line that I'm no one to judge anyone. I cannot see what's in the people's hearts. It reminds me of this ayah that I mentioned in one of my previous podcasts, you know, where Allah says that I will guide to people whom I will. But why does Allah say that? Because He says that it's not our responsibility to guide people. It's not our responsibility to do that because we don't know what's in their hearts. So we should be, you know, there was such a beautiful quotation I came across that we have stopped asking people questions that we should be asking people. And we have started asking questions what God will ask people. So we should be asking questions to people like, how are you doing? Do you need some help? Can I help you with anything? Do you need some support? If you're struggling with settling down in the city, can I help you with some bureaucratic stuff? You know, like, you don't speak the language. Can I help you with that? You know, if we start taking care of people and stop asking questions like, I don't know, do you pray? Do you fast? What will that bring to your life? How can that enrich your iman? How can that enrich your conviction? What others are doing? Like, why are we so concerned of what others are doing? Or what others are thinking? This should not be our area to think. We should be busy with ourselves. We should be busy with what we are doing, what our flaws are, what our strengths are. What sources can we use to become a better version of ourselves and to make the society a better place to live in, to give a safe space to everyone regardless of their life choices, and not to give safe spaces to a specific group of people, and just make this only safe communities, gated communities, and just outside a gate you have this poverty and people are unsafe and killing each other. This is not what Islam teaches. This is not Islamic. So I hope and I pray to Allah that we cultivate habits of altruism. We take care of orphans. We take care of people who have no one to take care of them. We involve ourselves in causes, in important causes, and not in causes such as when is the next iPhone coming out. So I hope and I pray to Allah that He blesses our hearts with tranquility. He blesses our hearts with the ability to focus on ourselves, so what we are doing, instead of looking upon others, what they are doing, what they are saying, what they are wearing, we think what we are doing. And I hope with that we can bring about an environment of inclusion, of tolerance. And with that, I'd like to end my talk today. Thank you so much for listening. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.